Welcome to another episode of Million Dollar Stories, where we get to interview authors from all over the world. The greatest part about this podcast is I get to interview experts and learn from them directly. And as you guys listening in the crowd right now, you're going to learn quite a bit too. This next guest is part of a book that is actually very well known on this podcast. It's called Guest Speaker Success. We've had a few people from this book on this podcast, fascinating people. And this individual is all about relationships. He coaches men on how to date better, I guess, and also how to, go through some tough times, whether it's leading to a divorce or separation. Incredible website that he'll be promoting and talking about in a very short amount of time. And it is an honor to have the one and only Russ Voss on our podcast. Thank you so much for being here, sir.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it, Cover.
Well, you have a voice, like I was saying before we hit the record button, that is made to be on stage. So no wonder you're a part of a book called Guest Speaker Success. So tell us a little bit about what you have done over the past couple of years, but also how you even found yourself in this book.
Oh, Mike, I've been working with people since 2004, and I've been researching this type of information since 1987, and I got to a point in my life around 2000 where I was at the T-junction of life, and thankfully I turned right instead of left. But I got to a point in my life where things just weren't working, and I didn't know who to talk to, where to go to, so that put me on my path to being there for other people. For other guys in particular, because we're taught as blokes, we're not supposed to show our emotions. We're supposed to be tough and suck it all back. But believe me, that comes back to bite you. When you're around 40, it all comes back to bite you.
Wow.
So for the last few years, I'm talking to relate men and their partners and how to take responsibility for their life and how to get through these difficult times. It's a tough place to be. I've been there myself, and it's a really tough place to be. So it's about recognizing who you are, connecting with yourself. And there's a lot of other things that I teach from my 8-week program. I show people how to connect with themselves and how to be the best version of themselves, Mark.
Man, you know, this is kind of off topic to some degree, but I just saw a stat that just blew me away. And it was 90% of OnlyFans subscribers are married men. And it just kind of shocked me, like, wow, you're telling me that there are people out there who are truly unhappy with the relationships they're in. And it's maybe because they got married too young. They don't know themselves. They're kind of keeping everything close to the vest, but there's a lot of unhappiness out there. And it seems like you said, when it comes to culture, people try to keep it all inside. And like you said, too, it comes back to bite them at some point in their life, most likely after 40.
It does, Mike. We're living in a culture of disposable relationships. And so you have a look at social media, no disrespect, but people go for looks. People think they need things or people to make them happy. But what really makes them happy, Mike, is their connection with self. Because when couples come to me, I can tell the state of their relationship just by listening to how they look after themselves.
Oh.
And that's it. Because at the end of the day, it all starts from within. So if you've got problems from your past or your present and you're not looking after yourself, how can you have a relationship that's going to work?
Mm.
It's instant gratification. If you was to develop, there are certain psychological phenomena that happen, Mike. And you see, when we first get into a relationship, once we go into intimacy, jump into bed, those hormones mess with our minds and it creates a whole different picture than what really is.
Right.
Then after 10 to 12 months, that's when the real person appears. And all of a sudden, 10 or 12 months later, most people have got a mortgage, they've got a baby on the way, they've moved in together, and all of a sudden it's not the person they wanted, they met in the first place because the person becomes themselves.
Yeah.
And if you take that in consideration, if you develop a friendship first, get to know the person, understand their values, what their goals are, what their vision is for life, how you're going to manage their finances, That is when you get through that stage, that's when you if it's in line with what you want, you can create a relationship.
Mm.
No problems.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, I was just out with a girl recently and she went through a divorce and she said that the reason why she got married at a very young age, and 22 was when she got married, it was because she got pregnant. And so yeah. It was one, whatever it was, whether it was a couple nights dating or a couple weeks. But the reason why they said yes to lifelong marriage is because of a baby on the way. And I remember her saying something to me, which kind of made so much sense. You know, at the time, I didn't even know what a husband was. I don't even know what I was looking for. And so it's weird how, you know, when you say yes to marriage, you think you're like, oh, this is the husband I'm looking for. No, it's basically a certain situation that happened that, you know, prompted you to take action. But holy smokes, if I would have got married when I was 22, I am a completely different person now. So who I'm looking for now, way different than back then. So this whole personal transformation, you have to do it together. You can't do it on your own. And I think that that's probably something I've learned over the past 20 years. Thank God I didn't get married when I was younger, but people are going through that. And I'm assuming you're seeing it because people are coming to you in droves.
Yeah, they are. And at the end of the day, if we don't know what we're looking for in life and what we're looking for in a partner, and we be that what we're looking for, it's not going to work. Absolutely not going to work. You've got to be happy within yourself, or you can be happy with someone else. I spent hours and hours and hours researching the type of partner that I would like. I had many failed relationships. I'm going, what is wrong here? And every time a relationship failed, I'd go to a psychologist or someone and go, okay, let's unpack this. What happened in here? And I'll be brutally honest. But everything happens for a reason, mate.
Yeah.
And if you learn the lessons and move, and you can use those lessons to move, you will just grow like you wouldn't believe. But you've got to be aware of how you love, respect, and approve of someone. That's where it all comes from.
You know, I saw the law of physics. It's a law of So every action has a reaction, right? So there's that law that's out there, and that is tried and true, right? Well, you can apply it to your happiness too, right? Everybody's trying to look for the greatest relationship, the greatest girl to show up in their life. And that is the reaction, I think, right? So you have to focus on the action. Right? What are you putting into it? What are you doing first? What are you giving? Because you're focusing on what you're getting out of it. It starts with the action that creates the reaction. And once you realize that is in everything, whether it's building a business, creating relationships, creating happiness in general, you always have to give first or focus on what you can control. And then you worry about what the world gives you. Am I right?
Absolutely. Relationship about what you can contribute, what you can give to a relationship, not what you can get. Because if you're waiting for what you can get, you're going to drain the other person and it's just going to fizzle out.
Damn straight.
Sorry?
Damn straight. I agree. I like that.
Do you realize here in Australia, do you know the game of Russian roulette where you have one bullet in the chamber?
Yes.
In Australia, we have four bullets in the chamber. 63% divorce rate. And something's got to change, Mike. Something has to change.
Wow.
63%. So what you're doing, you're playing Russian roulette with four bullets, not one.
63. I think in the United States, I believe we're right around the 53, 55, maybe just 51, somewhere in there. So in Australia, it's worse. What do you attribute that to more than anything? Do you believe that individuals don't know themselves? Do you think it's social media? Do you think it's the mental health decline based off of pharmaceuticals? Or do you think it's just we have so many options out there? So much of our life is temporary, like you said. And then you take the aspect of religion and spirituality is being taken out of school and out of family. And now you have what? You have individuals who are very individualistic, thinking of themselves.
Yep. Well, we're not taught how to connect with ourselves. We're not taught how to communicate on a constructive level with somebody else. We're not taught how what we consume we become. We become what we consume through all our senses. And that includes the environment we hang around. We're not taught how to connect as a couple. What is a relationship? What consists of a relationship? We're not taught how to self-care, because if you can't care for yourself, how can you care for others? We don't get taught about matching values. If you match values and have a look at the interest of the other person, well, you've got more chance of succeeding. And then the other big thing is what you heal, what you feel, you can heal. So If you can feel something, because what happens is blokes, what we do, we get told we've got to suck it in, sunshine, be tough. So we suck it back. But like I said, it comes back out. And what happens is you get to a point where if you actually feel that, if you actually feel that pain and breathe into it, you'll actually dissolve that. And it'll never come back. But we're taught as men to run away from feelings, not to experience it. But there is a time and place, so you sit in your own safe space, actually feel that, have the courage to feel the uncomfortableness, the vulnerability. And that's either on your own or in a relationship supporting each other. Feel that pain and go, this is how I'm feeling. Fuckies, what's going on here? And go into it, breathe into it, and you'll dissolve it. That means at 40, around 40, it can't come back to bite you.
Oh, yeah. Why is it 40? That seems like a significant number across the board that I've seen, but maybe it's because at 40, individuals know themselves, their career path is pretty much well set. Their finances are, on a certain track, certain path. And so maybe things are pretty much built, and maybe that's whenever the crisis happens, because maybe they don't appreciate the life that they've built over the past 40 years. So what is it about that 40 mark?
What happened? It depends on our life experience, how we've been treated. So some families, some you blokes will be brought up in a family, and if the caregivers are self-aware, it's a much easier journey. Caregivers have an interesting life themselves. Well, then they project it onto their children. Every time we suck it back, we get bullied at school, we suck it back. We get picked on, we get told who we are, how we are, because we learn all this between 0 and 7, Mike. This is our blueprint that is set between 0 and 7, between conception and 7. So we carry all these beliefs and values through our whole life. And every time we're picked on at school, every time something happens at work, every time someone, whatever it is, we suck back. The body gets to a point around 35, 45, around 40, that actually it's had enough. And something, you can't give from an empty glass, Mike. So that's when it starts saying, I'm having a meltdown. I meet a lot of blokes around their 40s. They've got married at 20. Their life starts falling to pieces, and they just don't know what's happening. That's what happened to me. That's what happens to so many blokes. But that's what happens. Your body is full. It can't take any more. And that's when we start isolating ourselves. That's when we start taking drugs or trying to find happiness, trying to create happiness from substances.
External sources. Yes.
That don't work. Believe me. Doesn't work. So yeah.
It's a dopamine shot, but it's external, which means you can't, you will need it over and over and over. You can't manifest it on your own, which probably is, it's almost like a bridge out ahead. Eventually it's going to fail.
Yeah, it will. It will. So if you continue going inside, what happened to me is I'm a junkie for getting therapy. It's not as if I'm a weak or anything, but I actually found this beautiful place. And I'm going, what is this? And when I started getting rid of all this crap from my past, And I'm going, I'm just getting lighter and lighter and lighter. I'm going, my goodness. So I become a junkie for this. And this is why I'm going, I've got to teach this. I've got to teach this. I've got to get this out to millions of people.
Yes.
Because happiness does come from within.
Yeah, that's a great point too, where eventually, I mean, it's a Carl Jung quote that says, those who look outside dream, those who look inside awake. And absolutely. So when you focus on yourself, your own purpose and your own goals and your own strengths and fixing your weaknesses or strengthening your weaknesses, it's almost like you become a man of value and therefore you become formidable, right? You build this character. And what's cool about that, and I've realized it, is that you start to attract everything that you really want. Back in the day, I would chase everything, right? And I'm like, why is it that every girl that I chase runs for me? Why is it when I chase money, it runs for me? Well, everything you chase is naturally going to run. So why don't you focus on you so you build the type of person you want to see in the mirror? And then I thought to myself, okay, well, every man, and maybe you can kind of touch on this, how this all flows together, but every man is looking, I think, for, we're pretty simple creatures if you break it down. We're looking for sex, loyalty, and respect from a woman, right? So somebody has to turn us on, but we also have to have someone who looks at us as the leader, right? Because we want our masculinity to be shown. And then also we want them to choose us and choose only us. So I think that's pretty self-explanatory, right? That's what every guy wants. Why is it that so few people ever really obtain that? Is it because it all starts with them not knowing themselves and them looking externally and saying, what could I do to, make them love me, give them money, give them attention, whenever they're letting themselves go in the process and therefore you become less attractive on a long enough timeline? What is it?
Women are very switched on. They know what they're looking for. And what happens is they're looking for authenticity. Most women are looking for authenticity. Someone who's in touch with their emotion. Someone who they can have a relationship with and someone that's not going to get defensive because they have to feel safe in a relationship. Yeah. They have to feel safe. There has to be teamwork. There has to be fun. There has to be cooperation. And there's got to be a bonding. So women are looking for someone who's going to be in a partnership, in a team forever, for the long term. And then they need to feel safe. They've got to be safe. So if we become our authentic self and actually know ourselves, we don't need anybody else to make us happy.
Yeah,
and then the lady in our life or the partner that we have, doesn't matter what it is, what the person is, the partner we have in our life, you can have these difficult conversations because relationship will have difficult conversations. But if someone's not in touch with their sense of self-esteem and hasn't got a high self-esteem and a good sense of self, they can't have these difficult conversations because people tend to take it personally. And it's not personal. It's their point of view. It's only everybody's point of view. And these arguments, when people have an argument, they realize that it's only their point of view based on their life experience. It's only their point of view, their opinion. Opinions are like noses. Everybody's got one. You don't need to take it personally.
Yeah.
If people were to listen to learn when people are talking, you'd actually see a whole different context of the conversation. You'll actually understand what the story's about, what the person is talking about. And that's where a lot of these arguments come from, because it's all about this control. We're listening to respond. And while we're listening to respond, we're not listening to learn. We actually miss the context of communication, because there's only, 7% of communication is words. The rest of it's body language and tone. So you've got to really listen for that message. So if you want a constructive relationship, you need to understand the concept of communication as well, because this is what a relationship is about. Teamwork, communication, having those difficult conversations, negotiating, because in this day and age, it's 50-50, Mike. It's not the man has more power. It's 50-50. It's an even playing field. And it's how we can communicate together on a constructive level.
So you said something there, it resonated with me. There was a moment where you find peace, right? You find this place that you're thrilled and you don't need anybody. You figured it out, right? And so you don't need another person, but maybe you want to maybe and share this adventure with someone. And so who you're looking for when you're in that state of peace is very different whenever you lack it. And when you find that peace, you don't want it to be disrupted. So I guess individuals out there who have found that peace, I would assume that you're automatically more attractive in the marketplace if you're at peace, right? Because if you're not chasing, you're not desperate, you're obviously not in a scarcity mindset. You have everything you want. So, or have everything you need. So for when you found peace, how did you change? Did you develop some type of new strategy, or did the world open up when it comes to even the dating life? What do you say to people who have found that peace?
When I got to that point, finally getting rid of enough of this past, my body's emotions, I got to that point where I'm going, you know what? I don't need anybody in my life. I actually went onto my beautiful wife that I have now, which is amazing. This is a relationship I've dreamt, you know. So I actually went on all the dating sites and deleted all my profiles, not interested. When I got to that point, I didn't want anybody in my life, because my life was amazing just as it was. I didn't need anything, exactly what you said, Mike. Didn't need anybody. And when I got to that point, you know, mates of mine, they were leaving relationships and they were finding partners, and I'm going, what's wrong with me? I've been on my own. Every time I thought, what's wrong with me? You know, why have I not got a partner? I've been on my own for years. I'm attracting this destructive relationship. Every time I realize that, I'm going, you know what? I have more work. I need somebody in my life. I've got more work. So when I got to the point of going, I'm there.
Yeah.
You've got to have total faith. When you go on and delete all this website stuff or all these dating sites and stop looking, then magic happens, Mike, because this is the energy. When you're grateful for everything that's in your life, gratitude for how you're living, what you've got, what you can see, what you can experience, and you're creating that for yourself. I used to go to lovely restaurants on my own and sit there, have a glass of whatever it is, and I don't drink, so a glass of water, sparkling water.
Yeah. I don't drink either, right? So I would go there and probably just have a glass of water. Have my spaghetti. All right, yeah.
Isn't it funny? They can charge $20, $30 for a bottle of sparkling water. Anyway, so, you know, when you be totally comfortable with yourself not needing anything, just you've got to have faith. Just have faith that it will happen.
Well,
disattach. Yep.
So I want to jump in there. All right. So I think I'm a Jordan Peterson maniac. And are you familiar with Jordan Peterson's work?
A little bit.
All right. So he always talks about how there's men are supposed to make order out of chaos, and women, by nature, I guess you could say, there's a lot of chaos that's brought to a man's world. So a woman who has chaos in their world wants a man to put it back in order. And that's maybe going back in time, and that's how it really was said and done. So maybe that's still true. Maybe it isn't to this day. However, if an individual comes into your life and they're not at peace, how do you handle that? And how did you handle it with your wife?
Well, it is what it is. My wife's from a different culture. We have a lot of differences, believe me. In the beginning, it was an interesting journey until we learned about, you know, everybody's doing the best they can, Mike, based on their life experience. And if we accept that, this is my first session that I teach people, because people have to get in touch with themselves. If we love and respect ourselves, we can learn to love and respect another person.
Yep.
As long as we totally understand that they're doing the best they can. They're not actually doing this to hurt. They're saying or doing whatever they're doing because they're doing the best they can based on their life experience. And that's all it is. So when you've got differences, listen, understand. When my wife and I sat down, I said, darling, I'm finding difficult to accept this. Can you tell me where you've got this idea from? Tell me about what you mean by that. And when you learn from another person's perspective, you know, where how they got to this decision or what their thoughts are about that, you go, oh, when you actually understand the other person and you find value in what they believe, and because it's their beliefs, not mine, not ours, it's their beliefs, individual beliefs. When you find value in the person and go, okay, you can accept it. It is no longer a trigger. It's no longer going to go into explosion about some silly thing that you didn't put the toilet seat down or something. It's crap. You know what I mean? So if you accept, you've got to accept yourself first, and then you can accept another person. So just listening to learn, listening to understand, and then accept a person where they are based on their life experience. This is just where they are, their point of view. It all comes back down to their point of view, their point of view.
Now, you have a website. It's called ichooselifecoaching.com.au. I think that's the – is that the official domain?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit russellvoss.com.au is about to hit the website, but it's actually the moment it's happycouple.au.
Oh, okay, happy couple. It does forward happy to it. Couple. Okay, that's right, happycouple.au. Guys, check that out. Yep. But in that, it's really it's one-on-one and maybe it's group coaching. I'm not sure, but tell us a little bit about your service and what you offer. And then I do have a question about people coming to you and I would assume maybe they're and this is for individuals who are going through a very tough time in a relationship, right? Maybe they have kids or they're about to be divorced or recently divorced. I would love for you to kind of maybe share what you have seen or what you know for people who are maybe thinking about contacting you. And maybe there's a moment in time where you can right the ship, or maybe at all times you can always be the hero of the story and fix it. So, I would love for you to explain what you offer and maybe if someone's going through it, what would you say to them?
Remove blame. Actually connect with yourself. And I was talking to a guy last night. Actually, I said, everything that's happened in mine, it's actually nothing to do with the other person. It's all to do with ourselves and our perspective, our expectations, our life experience. A lot of people come to me, especially a lot of the guys, they'll sit there with their arms folded and waiting for the blame to start. That doesn't happen in my sessions. I talk about connecting with self. Louise Hay is one of my idols. And we talk about connecting with self, understanding that everyone's doing the best they can. That removes blame totally because you've got to be responsible for your own actions and your own thoughts, as we talked about. And then that's what's happening. We have the first session. And that actually sets the foundation. But you really have to understand the first session because that's the foundation. That's the foundation of life. If you're looking after yourself, if you're taking responsibility for your actions and what your thoughts and everything, understanding that everyone's doing the best they can, Mike, that's where we start. Then I layer communication on top of that. I layer consumption on top of that because we are what we consume through all our senses. I explain what happens as a couple, what a relationship is. Go into self-care because if you can't care for yourself, you don't know how to care. I talk about values and having this aligned vision of what this relationship is going to look like in 5-10 years' time. What would you like it to look like now and how you can create that? And I talk about then these difficult conversations, healing what you can feel. What you feel, you can heal. So, and I talk about that. Beautiful journey. We don't point the finger. Both people at the end of the sessions always feel empowered because it's up. If it's going to be, Mike, it's up to me. If you want to make some changes in your life, you have to make some changes in your life. Hmm. And And that's it. I have this very soft, very authentic approach. Get people to connect to themselves. That's it. And when they understand that, life becomes easy. I have people come to me and they have two or three sessions. They go, wow, you know, I didn't know life was going to be like this. And the relationship gets back together again. By the time they get to session 6, 7, 8, I do some healing as well. I'm an energy healer. So I help them. I demonstrate with them how they can do it. So that's my program. It's very simple. But my goal is to get out there I'm getting out there in front of lots of people. I want more people. I want to get in front of this. What I've got, Mike, this program that I've got so many awesome results, need to get this out to the population, because it's so simple. It's not rocket science. It's so simple. People complicate it. So yeah. That's my aim, Mike. It's getting it out to the multitude. So
I like how you do it together. And one of my mentors got up on stage, and I remember him saying, you know, multimillionaire. He said, one of my biggest fears in life is outgrowing my wife, right? That's why I want her to see this stuff, because if I grow on my own and I'm on this personal development journey, that's not going to serve her at all, right? I might become a better person, but if we're growing apart, it doesn't do any of us any good. So being on the same page, going in the same direction, being very aware that we are rowing together towards a destination, a promised land, and doing it together, I mean, it's got to be clear all the way. And it sounds like you do that, and you make it very well known. Now you do have a program, I believe. It's about, maybe you're thinking about putting out another book in regards to dating better, right? So how could a man, maybe we talked a little bit about it already, but somebody out there who is looking to get back into the dating world, what would you say to them? And before you answer, I believe breakups, heartbreak, are blessings in disguise, absolute blessings. It's very, very easy for me to look back and say, thank God she let me go, right? Because it put me on a new path. It showed me that I was weak somewhere. I was able to fix it, and I wouldn't be here unless that girl broke my heart. So I think failure, rejection, most likely the greatest thing that could ever happen to me in the past. So what would you say to those people?
I totally agree with you, Mike. Totally agree with you. But create a friendship first.
I like that. Yeah. Create a friendship first.
Because you know, the silent voice in all this, Mike, is the kids. I'm doing this for the kids. Because I've been in the social work field for a long time. Like, and it's really upsetting what you see out in the field there. And I help couples rediscover love and happiness so they can be amazing role models for the kids. Because we need to teach the kids what positive parenting, what positive role models are. I say this to my clients all the time, my couples. If you are negotiating a relationship in a constructive way in front of your children, it's teaching them what is acceptable, what's not acceptable. If mum is growling dad or dad is growling mum, you're teaching the kids what is acceptable.
Wow.
And what they will put up with. Because if they see mum growling dad, well, this is what they're going to do. If they see dad growling mum, they're going to accept that in their own life, in their relationship. And if there's not a decent negotiation, constructive negotiation, these kids are going to grow up just adding to the statistics. That's all they're going to do. And the statistics are going to, the divorce rates and broken relationships are just going to keep on continuing and getting worse. We have to teach our children what positive parenting, what positive role models and positive relationships are. That's what floats my boat.
Lessons are caught. They're not taught, right? That's how it goes. Where kids don't really care what you say to them. They're watching at all times, and those lessons are being picked up subconsciously.
Yeah. Kids don't do what you say. They do what you do.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you want your children to have a really good relationship and just a lovely life, demonstrate that. You have to demonstrate that by your own action. Learn. Right. Be curious. Be curious of how to be the best version of yourself. Then display that to your children.
Mm. And any other tips when it comes to attracting a mate, whether it comes to, I'm looking at your website, many people who struggle lack purpose, right? And they lack, you know, direction. I would just think that the moment you start to become more formidable and you, you know yourself and you have self-awareness and you convey it in your social media posts, in person, on your dates, I think maybe the world gets a little easier for you. So when it comes to people out there and they're struggling, what would you say? Focus on personal development, start reading the right books, get around the right people. Maybe it's all of them, but one nugget that you could share with our audience.
Don't stop growing. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, would you like, if it's a bloke looking in the mirror and say, you know, would you like my, someone said to me, would you like your daughter to marry someone like you, Russ? And I went, this is going back in the early days and I'm going, oh my goodness. So be the person.
What, because the answer was no, right?
The answer was no. The answer was no. So that's when I started my journey, I can tell you, in 1987.
You know what's amazing, Russ, is that when I look back on my life, the moment, whenever I started doing really well with women, whether it was in college or one of my drinking days, the answer to me, I would never want my daughter to marry someone like who I am now. But whenever I struggled with women, that's the answer. I was like, yeah, I would want my daughter to marry someone like me. It's really weird in this society that sometimes, well, sometimes even if you have luck with women, you still got to say, all right, am I creating the version that I'm proud of, the legacy I'm really proud of that my daughter would like to, you know, I could see myself, my daughter dating someone like me. So great point there. I'm sorry to cut you off. That was significant.
No, you're right. And we got to understand, Mike, a relationship is a commitment. If you're going to go into a relationship, it's a commitment, and you've got to really understand what a commitment is. And that means not running away when things get tough. It means understanding communication. You can study communication for the rest of your life, Mike, and you still won't know half of it by the time we die. And it's such a complex, it's a complex art, actually learn how to communicate. I teach people the basics, but I also teach them how to take the emotion out of it. So it's just, it is a journey, Mike, and understanding commitment. This is, you'll read this in my upcoming book.
Yeah. But
it's developing that friendship, understanding what a commitment is. You've got to understand what a commitment is. And if you're looking, you know, look, I can't dictate to people, you know, what, how to run a relationship. But being the best person, the version of yourself, knowing that how you treat yourself, what you think about yourself is what you're going to attract. If you come from a place of gratitude, this is what we're going to attract those. We all know that, well, gratitude is the highest vibration level, but we always attract the type of person on the same vibration level. So the more we evolve and become connected to ourselves, the better the quality of our life and relationship going to be.
It's great. Self-actualize and everything becomes clear. It's great.
Because guys, you can't blame the other person. You can't blame the other person. It's only you. It's your thought process.
That's right. It's the taking accountability and responsibility for everything and anything in your life. My God, it sets you free. So guys, check out his website, happycouple.au. He is part of the book. We really didn't talk too much about the book because I really wanted to dive deep and for selfish reasons, ask him a lot of questions that were on the top of my mind. So he's in the book, Guest Speaker Success. It's on Amazon. It did really well. We've had many people from that book on this podcast. And look for his new book, potentially coming out very soon when it comes to dating. And if you're out there and you're going through a difficult time, maybe struggling with relationships, maybe a divorce potentially on the horizon, get in touch with Russ. And obviously knows his stuff and very, very committed to this craft. So Russ, it has been an honor to talk with you, sir.
Ah, thanks, Mike. It's been awesome talking to you too, my man.
Yeah, well, what time is it in Australia right now? Because it's 4:41 right now in the Eastern time. I think it's
7:41.
What is it?
7:41 a.m.
A.m. in the morning. Yeah, so I know people have to get up early to do these podcasts in Australia. It means a lot that you did it, though. So thanks so much for being here, guys. And is there a social media channel that's that people can find you on that you are easy to connect with?
I've got YouTube. Mike, when I was born, these calculators weren't invented. Come on.
So social media is not your thing, but YouTube, you're on YouTube. Got it.
I've got a couple of things on YouTube. I've got a LinkedIn page and I've got a Facebook page there somewhere.
Okay. Then you're easy to find. Okay. You're not as bad as some people I interview and they're like, I don't got any of that. So at least you're easier to find than them. But I really appreciate your time. Guys, check out his stuff. And remember, a $1 million book will lead to a $1 million life. Right on.